Welcome to Improv for Humans with Matt Besser. That's me and Brett. This is a very special Improv for Humans. We haven't had, I'd hate to call this a case closed, but a real debate on this show in a while.
Sometimes we just need to have a debate.
Well, I only have it when it's organic and it's something that's kind of being talked about. Welcome to the show, Will Hines. This is like a part two or three for this debate, I feel.
I mean,
with
I
us.
Feel like it's part 10 because I think it comes up every time you and I talk on a podcast.
Oh,
in a way.
Does
a way.
It? Okay, I'm sorry.
But it's like part two or three of like an official segment.
Yeah, I think so. And we welcome Sydney Besser as well. She's appeared in small parts on this show before, but I don't believe ever a full show. She was on the WandaVision parody, Brett. Ever a full show before?
Yeah, on ads. I don't think on a full show.
Done a lot of ads.
Yeah.
You love Squarespace. So, Will, let's set up the listeners, and I'll set this up for Sydney, too. She may not be aware of the argument you and I have about this one Beatles song. But Will Hines and Brett, and a couple other people, too, have a podcast called Screw It, Let's Talk About the Beatles.
That's
correct?
Right. That's right.
Am I saying it right?
Yeah.
Right? So they love the Beatles, and they have a whole podcast where they talk about the Beatles.
Yes.
And one time, I invited myself on this podcast, and I should have invited myself on through Brett, but I did it through Will, and I said... I have a strong opinion about the, I love the Beatles. Behind me right now are all the Beatles CDs, and the ones I don't have on CD, I have on vinyl.
Okay.
Will. So
okay.
I'm a big fan. I even have the two best ones, the Red and the Blue albums.
The greatest hits albums from the early 70s.
Oh, that's what you call them. I call them the Red and the Blue.
Okay.
To complement the White.
Okay.
But I said, you have a lot of Beatles experts and fans on your show, but I have an opinion that's maybe a little unique that I've
maybe
formed
little,
through
yeah.
going through at to a lot of wedding receptions that the worst of all the Beatles songs, and I love the Beatles.
That
the worst
be.
Of all the billions of Beatles songs
like a,
is a cover. Yeah. What's that, Will?
It's like 200 Beatles songs, but go ahead.
Okay, I'm just saying a lot. I didn't think there was a billion.
Fine, right.
I wasn't counting McCartney. So yeah, there's hundreds of, and I would say the worst one definitively, and I've spoken to at a lot of Beatles conventions and fan and Beatle parties, is the cover Twist
You've
been
and
to
Shout. Beatles parties, okay.
Well, after parties at Beatles conventions where we tend to talk. Because when you're at the convention, supposedly you're focused on the speaker or buying memorabilia. But it's at the after parties when people really gossip and really like start to rank songs and talk about people with idiotic Beatle opinions. So anyway.
This is already infuriating for me. You know this, right? Like, this is a difficult discussion because I know that you're at least partly kidding.
What?
You're coming on here, you're doing a bit, you're doing one of your improv characters, you're doing one of your wacky characters.
I'm Matt Besser.
Yeah, you're Matt Besser, but you're doing some kind of weird persona and I'm supposed to roll with it. And yes, and, you know, one of your students.
Okay. Look, my daughter's
I'm telling
here.
You, I can't
this
do
is
this
my favorite
in jest.
Part.
This is so crazy of you, even in jest. I cannot agree with you. You're
well,
saying
wouldn't you
nonsense.
Agree would have to at least be a cover song? Like,
I agree that it's
not even
yes,
a song
I'm not
they wrote.
With the facts. I'm agreeing that it's a cover song. Yes.
But I mean, wouldn't a cover song be one of their worst songs because it's not original? Let's not bog ourselves down with Twist and Shout.
We have another issue here, which is you invited me on here to debate and I agreed to.
Let's get to that. Sorry. So there's a lot of people in the world, including me. When you say, what would you bring to a deserted island? What record it would, and they would pick a Beatles album. What's the greatest band of all time? Mm-hmm. The Beatles. When you hear arguments about that very subject, it's usually, is it the Beatles or Rolling Stones? It's usually
That's
those
right.
two for some reason, but Beatles are always in the conversation, right?
That's right.
An old band, but let's
true.
Welcome the show. Sydney Besser, you know, the Beatles, right? You like Beatles songs, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Like, what Beatles songs do you know?
Is the Yellow Submarine one?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I know that one.
Yeah. Octopus's Garden.
Mm-hmm.
I Want to Hold Your Hand.
Yes. Great song.
Obla di Obla da.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, a ton, I could name a million more. There's not a million. Don't Thank use you. Hyperbole about the amount of songs in front of
Again,
Will
Again, I don't
Hines.
Know when you're going to go into one of your wacky improv bits, but there's only 200.
I don't know why this is a bit. Everything like, I've said is real.
You go to Beatles after parties, and you go to after parties at conventions, and you discuss with people what is the dumbest Beatles song. That's something that's happened to you multiple times?
Brett Morris, are not my friends. You know Bobby Matthews. Does he not know a shit ton about the Beatles?
Oh, yeah. I text with him still about the Beatles.
Enough. I grew up with people who are experts on the Beatles. I'm sorry if that's hard for you to believe that only you know all the Beatles experts.
That's not what I'm saying. That is not what I'm saying at all. This is insane that you cast my opinion as something that needs to be defended.
Look, let's get to the subject, Matt. I'm trying to say a lot of people love the Beatles. They're the best ever, but they're an older band.
That's true.
Half of them have passed away.
R.I.P., yes.
Yes, rest in peace. And now there's new bands that have come out since the Beatles. They've learned new technology, new ways of making music and performing. And a lot of people are arguing the same way people would say, Wilt Chamberlain is no longer the best. It's Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan's no longer the best. It's Kobe Bryant. It's LeBron James. There's always an argument for who's... Go ahead.
LeBron James and Sidney Moncrief. I think Sidney Moncrief is the best basketball player.
Sidney Moncrief is the best basketball player because that's who she's named after. It's over her head right now, that guy. But people say... That there's new best. I've heard Beyonce is the best. That's a new argument, right?
All right.
That's a good valid argument.
Okay.
I brought you on the show saying you were going to debate someone who believed that a new TikTok star named JoJo Siwa, performer, music act, JoJo Siwa, all around, triple threat.
She's much more than that. She's a singer. She has tons of merch. And she does TikTok, Instagram, Twitter. She's famous.
Yeah.
She's a billionaire.
Okay.
Okay.
Besser, what are we going to address
that? Now, we are going to go the same way you would debate if you were at a party and someone said, and I've done this, I've literally heard people for an hour debate and almost get in a fight over Led Zeppelin versus the Beatles.
Okay.
And just laying out reasons why.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like, what's their Stairway to Heaven? What song do they have that long that has that many changes? And the guy has to defend that.
But okay, yeah, all right.
That it's kind of thing. Argument. So that's how we're going to do it. So we're just going to go and I, as a moderator, am very much, I'll get to you in 1 second, Sydney. I'm very much on the fence because I like the Beatles more than JoJo Siwa.
You're on the fence between me and your daughter debating? You're going to be an impartial, neutral?
That's what brings it back to the middle. This is my daughter.
I can't believe that you are on their side.
Then I'm on their side?
Yeah, you said Beatles.
I'm not. I'm gonna
He's
keep
really
it open
not,
mind.
Sydney, trust me. He's not on our
How
side.
How do you like Beatles better than JoJo, but you're on my side?
Well, I'm going to listen to the debate with an open mind, and so is Brett here. We're all going to try to have an open mind, okay?
Okay.
And I'm going to keep a count with points.
Okay.
Of I would who like gets to say, points for each argument point.
I feel it's important to say, Besser, that I did not realize until this Zoom started that it would be your daughter, a 7-year-old, that I would be debating. I knew that it was going to be somebody who was on the side of TikTok, which I was like, okay, that, you know, I'm ready to argue that. I think I could argue that the Beatles are better than a TikTok star. That'll be interesting. I'm ready to hold my ground. And then the Zoom starts and I see that it's Sydney Besser. Sydney, how old are you?
7.
I'm 50 years old.
I don't know what your point is. I have Amon Adumera on here all the time. It's basically the same age difference.
Okay, I feel like it's wait, what? Just like emotionally speaking, I am the underdog here. Like nobody listening wants me to
How
win.
Are you the underdog, Will? Everyone says the Beatles is the best band of all time.
Somehow you've done
My
it.
My daughter's yeah, the
you
underdog.
Have, you have 50 years of accumulated knowledge about this.
All right, we'll see.
Okay, let's begin.
All right.
So let's start with just setting the scene literally for our listeners. Let's start with what my daughter and Will are wearing to show how much they love the bands. So what do you got on, Sydney?
I got a JoJo jacket.
It's very nice. A JoJo shirt
under the JoJo jacket.
It's very nice.
I forgot my JoJo shoes. And I forgot my JoJo purse and JoJo microphone, but I'm only wearing two pieces of JoJo merch. So I should have gotten them, but I forgot. So yeah.
It's very nice. I did not realize that clothes wearing was going to be part of the debate. I was not warned.
It's organic, though, Will. I mean, yeah, let's just go podcast. With how many pieces of Beatles merch are you wearing?
Zero. I have zero pieces of Beatles merch right now. I'm not wearing any. I have a black t-shirt, some khaki pants that are older than Sydney, and a pair of white socks, and that's what I got. I have no Beatles merch.
How many are you wearing, Sydney?
Two.
Okay, that's 2-0 so far. It just shows
it's an insane
the power. System. Why? It shows the power of the band over the fan.
I mean, what? Okay. I don't even.
Well, let's go to. We're talking about greatest music.
You know what? I think you should give me 1 point because I have a Beatles poster in view. Hang on. That right there. That's the Life magazine with Beatles on the cover. I think that should count for 1 point.
I can't tell it. I can't. No,
I'm
going
to give it to him. I'm going to give it to him, Sydney, because it opens up a good question about, because we're talking about greatest music act. So yeah. Who had the best merch of all time? Oh. You don't have to own it, but give us some examples of Beatle merch, Will.
Okay. This is great. I mean, Beatles had terrific merch. You could, you got the classic Beatles wig, I think would be one of the, you know, the
mop top.
The mop top wig that was a big novelty item in the 60s, and they sort of made that a top seller. You could still go into a costume shop today and buy a Beatles wig. That's
okay. Hold on.
Iconic.
Got to go into one of those old costume shops. Now, Sydney, tell us what JoJo Siwa is known for.
JoJo Siwa is known for her bows. They're called JoJo bows. She is known for lots of things.
Yeah, but let's talk about the JoJo bow because it's huge. It's as big as the mop top right now, right?
It is about, if you put it against a kid's face like my face, it is probably almost as big.
Huge bows.
I should have brought one, but I
can picture it.
And where can you buy them?
You can literally buy them almost anywhere. You can buy them Walmart, Target, online. You can buy them almost everywhere.
Did you hear that?
Okay, you can't buy a Beatles mop top.
You don't have to go in some old dusty costume
shop. By the way, you can go to a brand new costume shop. It doesn't have to be an old dusty costume shop. You go to a brand spanking new costume shop, and I bet you they'll have a Beatles wig. But it's true that you cannot buy a Beatles wig everywhere. That's true.
JoJo has more merch, more merch. She has over 1,000 pieces of merch.
I don't know how many
1,000 pieces of merch.
All right, you know what? I'll go to the Beatles website right now, and I'll just take a quick look at how much merch they have. Okay.
Good.
I
think that's fair. So I'm just loading up the website right now. I did not realize that merch was going to enter into the debate. So
greatest music act of all time. I certainly think that's part of it.
I decorated my chart.
Oh, yeah. That's another thing. Her research, she decorated with different colors and she bejeweled it.
That is very nice.
Did you do anything with your research?
No, I did. I have no research ready to present.
You didn't bejewel it?
It looks like there's maybe 50 pieces of merch here. I'm going to just a ballpark estimate. Not counting like
50.
Not counting like records, like there's t-shirts, some memorabilia. Yeah, I'm going to say 50 pieces on here. How many did JoJo Siwa have?
Over 1,000.
That's a lot. All right. There's no way. There's no way.
I can attest to that because we bought about 500 of them.
Well, I have a list of some of JoJo's merch. Let's see. I have only a couple here on this chart, but there's way more.
Go ahead.
I'm just going to list some of them.
And then why don't we go back and forth? That'd be fun. You say something from her merch, and he'll say something from Beatles merch.
Okay.
Go, Sydney.
Toothpaste.
Toothpaste?
Yes, toothpaste.
Oh, okay. That's really wild.
We trust
wild.
That.
Okay, how about a Rubber Soul green tie-dye t-shirt?
Okay. Go ahead.
JoJo bed, not bed sheets, a bed.
Whole bed?
A bed.
What does that look like? A big bow? Like what defines it as being a JoJo Siwa bed?
A couple JoJo beds. There is a bunk bed with a slide.
What?
There is just a plain bed, and then there's a king size bed.
A bunk bed with a slide. Is there a Beatles bunk bed with a slide?
No, there's no bunk bed. There's no furniture on this merch store. I've got a how about a help scarf? A scarf with the
You see what we're doing here? You're putting up the help scarf up against a bunk bed with a slide.
Okay, there's nothing like that complicated. Lost. Give me one chance here. Let me see. How about okay? I'm going to Toys and Games. All right, 1,000-piece ticket stub puzzle. Okay, 1,000 pieces.
Go ahead, your turn.
A 17-inch tent.
A tent
that you can stay inside and live in.
It's 17 inches, but it's a 17-inch JoJo play tent. Kids love it.
Kids love it.
Okay, don't have that. How about a little yellow submarine that you can play with? Like you can buy like an actual little
you
yellow.
You can fit
submarine.
Inside it?
No. It's like fits in your hand. It's like it's a toy.
Okay. Toy size submarine.
Okay, I am going to go down to your level of merch.
Let me.
Go on down to his level of merch.
To pajamas. My level.
Pajamas. There you go. She's tossing you a bone.
I have 4 JoJo pajamas.
Whoa. All right, hang on. I bet you they'll have pajamas. I'm going to the kids' apparel site. We got
at least 4 varieties.
There's a baby onesie that says Abbey Road. Okay. So I've got, there's a one that's like, shouldn't a, you know.
You see, that encourages babies to cross the road. That's not good, is it?
Not
Sydney?
True.
No.
Babies
should not cross the road.
They'd have to look down and read upside down and then obey it for that to be true, Besser. You know, that's insane. There's no way that a baby's going to look down at their onesie, learn to read upside down, and then follow its orders. It's safe. I feel pretty confident saying
it could happen.
It could happen. All right. I'll give it a 0.1% chance.
Go ahead. Let's wrap this up. So give the best one you got left.
I can't believe we're opening with what I'm wearing and then merch. I was not ready for this debate.
Well, it's full band stuff. We'll get to the deeper stuff later.
Bow shoot. Shooter. Like it's a thing that shoots JoJo t-shirts.
A t-shirt gun?
A t-shirt gun?
Yes.
That's insanity. You can order that?
I'm not for sure, but I know it's one of her merch.
That's a rumor. Okay.
It's a rumor.
Well,
it's
a rumor. I got a 1964 limited edition record player.
Oh, that's very nice. I got to give the point to Will unless you can beat that. Go ahead. What do you got left?
I got bad things left, so let's
Oh, that's okay.
See.
Just say the best of the... You mean not as good.
Shoes. I actually ordered some of these JoJo shoes. They have... can I add something in?
Yeah.
JoJo headphones that come with the JoJo bow. My dad and mom got them for me for Hanukkah.
We did. In the spirit of Hanukkah, what it really means.
It's very nice. I'm going back to Yellow Submarine. They got a lot of Yellow Submarine merch on the site. We got Yellow Submarine plush slippers. You can actually wear 2 Yellow Submarines on your feet and walk around like you're walking in submarines.
Which would not be practical on a submarine.
No, but it looks fun. Okay.
Yes. I'm adding more things that my friends have and
I see
on websites in general.
Sure.
There's actually JoJo slippers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that have her face on them. And I don't remember they have her face on them, but I think there's JoJo slippers. I'm not for sure.
Okay. Well, we're going to have to give it a just a slight edge to JoJo on the merch. But that was exciting, folks, because a lot of classic merch on both sides. We had the mop top hairstyle up against the giant bow.
Some
Go
of
ahead.
These are rumors, actually, so
rumors.
I don't
Go ahead.
Know if they're true.
You're allowed to throw out a rumor, too, Will. Go ahead.
Okay, I heard a rumor.
No, about the Beatles merch, though.
Yeah, about the Beatles merch.
Go ahead.
I heard a rumor. I appreciate the integrity of this contest that Sydney's admitting it was a rumor and allows me to do a rumor, by the way. That's very honorable. Okay, I've seen, like, on drawings. Okay, how about this? People will do, like, cosplay, like they'll make Beatles costumes for like conventions and like dress up as John Lennon or something, or dress up as the Sergeant Pepper costume. So that's kind of merch. Like you could theoretically buy a full Sergeant Pepper marching band costume like they wear on the album. That'd be pretty cool.
Turns out it's not a shooter, it's a scooter. And the scooter is not a rumor. There's a real JoJo scooter.
I feel like I got trapped. I feel like I got told that rumors were okay.
Demolished.
I need to tell you the rumors.
You wrote down scooter. So you wrote down your research scooter and you on the fly decided you were going to say it was a t-shirt shooter?
I thought it said t-shirt shooter, but it really said bow scooter.
What? Now I've been tricked into saying rumors and I can't back
we got to move on from the merch. Let's get to the meat of what makes musicians music. Go ahead. You can start with something he can try to match you in what you like about JoJo.
Okay, well, I'm just going to give you a song. I'm going to get a random song and then a fact.
Okay. Go for it.
The first song, Dream. Dream is the name of JoJo Siwa's tour. She actually was in the middle of tour in coronavirus, so then she had to go home because of coronavirus, but I think that was a brave choice.
That was a brave choice. The dream turned into a nightmare, right?
Yes.
Can we hear a snippet of that song, Brett?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, that's nice. Good chorus. Gets to the chorus right away. Love it. Inspires me to fulfill my dreams. So what was the name of a Beatles song that was also the name of a tour?
Well, they did like the Hard Day's Night tour.
That's one that came to my mind.
So that's a Beatles tour and a Beatles song, and it's pretty upbeat, and it's one of their hits, so...
Okay, let's hear a snippet of Hard Day's Night.
Dream is about nighttime, so this has the word night.
Mm.
Okay.
Let's hear this. Do you know the song Hard Day's Night?
No, I do not.
So listen to this, Sydney. I'd love to know what you think about this song.
Okay, yes, no, I do not like rock songs.
That's not true.
It is true.
Okay, that's a tough... Folks. That's a tough hill to climb up.
It's been a hard day's night, and I've been working like a dog. It's been a hard day's night.
Give it a chance. Give it a chance, Sydney.
I've been working like a dog. I should be sleeping like a log. You know what? I tell you, the maturity of the lyrics is not that different. You gotta admit there, Will.
What's that, Besser?
Like, I was prepared to think the maturity of the lyrics is much different, but not right there. I don't see much of a difference.
Yeah, the Beatles lyrics do hold up to JoJo, I'd say, yes.
Right,
I think that's I think that song holds up. That song is still good. It's upbeat. It's happy. Sydney, what did you think of that song?
I did not like it.
Okay.
You didn't like it at all?
No, but...
Why?
It's just like too calm for me. I'm more into pop songs.
It was too calm for you.
Calm, like
I thought you don't like. Well, rock is usually is not yes. calm.
So there's a difference between rock and light. In the middle, there's pop. Pop, I love. Rock, I don't really like. And then there's calm songs. I'm not a big fan of.
Yeah, like shoegaze music. I get it. You guys hear the young Besser with this amazing musical opinion forming? She gets it.
That is impressive. I have to admit that was very. I understand that, and I think that was said very well, Sydney.
I mean,
but I think you're really not giving Hard Day's Night a chance. Someday when you are grown up and you like the Beatles, I will remember this.
Let's go to your next point, Sydney.
You will not, and I will.
So this is next song, Kid in a Candy Store.
Okay,
and
good title.
She has a dog named Bobo, and her dog Bobo is in it. Bobo is in it. She says, "Why is my dog so cute?"
In the song?
Yes.
Let's get a snippet of this.
And then she holds it.
Hey. Ooh, nice. Ooh, this is very hip hop. And you feel like life's no piece of cake. La, 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 la. If someone salty got you down. La, 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 la. There's sugar in the air, just look.
Should we skip to the dog part? Or do you just wait?
Uh-huh.
She's 17. Actually, I think she's... Oh, she's 18 now. Her birthdays came up, so she's 18
and
now.
And when were the Beatles when they were in their I Want to Hold Your Hand?
How old were they?
Yeah.
They were like 22.
Oh, yeah. Similar age.
JoJo became famous at 2 years old.
Okay. When did Paul McCartney become famous?
20.
Mm. And... do you know where JoJo became famous, Will?
No, I have to say I've never heard of this proper noun before.
Well, JoJo, I know where JoJo became famous. She actually did a lot of dance recitals, so she was famous then. And when she turned about 5, she got into music.
But tell them about what TV show she was on.
She was on a lot of my favorite TV shows, actually. She even is in this movie.
But hold on, the first big one that broke her when she was 2.
She wasn't on a TV
Wasn't
show.
Wasn't she on Dance Moms?
Yes, but she was on that when she was like 10.
Oh, okay. But I think that was when we all started to hear about her. She's on that famous reality show Dance Moms. Well,
okay. I started to hear about her when I was 5 when I heard about her, and she got into music when she was 5.
Now, I was into Disco Duck about that time in my life and Boogie Woogie Fever type stuff. Will, what were you into at the age of 7, 8, 9?
5.
I bet you weren't into the Beatles yet. Or were
I wasn't
you?
Really. I think I did know some Beatles songs, probably similar to Sydney. You know, I knew a handful of like songs or whatever. I think when I liked like Sesame Street songs. You know what I mean? Like kid show songs.
I watched what's that called again about a story?
Elmo.
Documentary. I watched documentary about Elmo.
There's two different documentaries, let's say, folks.
That's incredible. I like Sesame Street songs and kid show songs. They're also like superhero songs. Like the comic book companies would put out records that would have, they would make up songs about like Spider-Man or something, and I would buy those. Like toys.
What about you, Brett? When did you first hear of the Beatles? I think I got into the Beatles through the Bee Gees. Through the Sgt. Pepper's movie.
I don't even remember a time before knowing the Beatles. Like, I still remember being in the back seat, like my mom driving and hearing them on the radio with the Beach Boys. And she always said that I could tell the difference between the two of them at a very young age. So I've always liked the Beatles.
I started getting into JoJo. So how I got into JoJo was I was 5. Okay. My friend, I was in kindergarten. My friends I didn't write that in. I didn't write this in there. Mm-hmm. But my friends were talking about this pop singer JoJo, and I was like, "Who's JoJo?" And they're like, "You don't know JoJo? She's a famous singer." One day, like a couple days later, I was on YouTube or something like that. Mm-hmm. And I saw one of her songs and I was like, this is really good. So that's how I came to JoJo.
That's an amazing story. And it sounds like that I'm going to have to give it to JoJo on this one, too. It seems
I didn't know that this was part of the debate.
Okay, I'll take this was as friendly. Let's get down to the nitty gritty, though. Let's start doing points. We'll start with you, Will. Best love song?
Oh,
every band has a love song. You get to put one of those 200 Beatles love songs up against what Sydney's going to pick. So what Beatles love song? And this is where we're really going to start assigning points and getting tough here, Brett.
And I think this is fair. I mean, this is what makes a music act. It's a, you know, good or bad. All right. How about And I Love Her?
Oh, nice. Let's Beatles get a little taste song. Of this. You can needle drop wherever you want, Brett, by the way.
You're going to definitely get a point because JoJo doesn't have good love songs, but she has songs about her life that are like, okay.
I mean, this could be too calm, maybe.
I don't get how this is a love song.
Tough to have a non-calm love song.
It talks about love.
Oh, interesting.
It's not actually like... that loving. It just talks about love.
Wow. Like this breakdown. She didn't give this song much of a chance at all. I also like that, too, in a music critic.
Yeah, I don't really feel like my song's being listened to. I do understand that this is an unfair debate, so I won't bother arguing that. But just
hey,
for the record,
it's how music hits you. And
okay, that's
did
true.
You hear what she said, Will?
I couldn't hear what she said.
Say again what you said, the criticism of the song.
It's not, it only talks about love. It doesn't really show it.
Yes. Just like an improv. Don't talk about it and go, I'm in love. Show it. Show it through your acting.
All right. All right.
Okay, you ready to put your song up against which one?
JoJo's song, my best love song, is This Is My Story.
Can you put on This Is My Story?
Yes, let me find that.
While he's looking for that, you know what month this is, right? Thematically, Will, right?
Well, it is...
Oh, hold on, let Will say.
It's June, of course, and it's Pride Month.
Yeah.
Yes.
Pride Month.
But it's also Gay Month.
Gay Pride.
It celebrates gays, and JoJo has a girlfriend, and she's a girl, so that means she's gay.
That's right. So that's is Paul true. McCartney or Ringo?
There are no gay members of the Beatles.
Well, there's rumors about John.
There are rumors about John.
Was sometimes gay, but those are just rumors.
Was that David Bowie? Was there a specific
Brian
person?
Epstein. It was rumored that he had a fling with their manager. Their manager was gay.
Yeah.
Their manager was a gay man, and they loved him. And but the members of the band, none of them are gay, and they never.
Okay, we'll have to give JoJo a point on that.
Yes,
then.
But two things: one, you didn't listen to This Is My Story, and two,
we're about to.
I just forgot. Never. Do.
Don't worry. Let's listen to it now. We give your. She's saying she loves life without saying I love life. That's what I hear. Oh, I like that. Throwing it to you, future JoJo. So, what do you think, Will? I like it. I feel like it's more a love song maybe than the one you put forward because
yours one was
the
a love
lyrics
song?
Are just saying love, love, love.
No. I think that was a really good song, but I do not think it was a love song because it was just sort of saying that she was just kind of celebrating her own life and that she was successful.
Mm-hmm. She actually helps her parents too. She actually has to move a lot, and because of her concerts and stuff, so she bought three houses. She bought a house for her parents. I heard
that's very nice.
I heard that.
Okay, how about
so there's love for your parents. It doesn't have to be love for a boy or a girl, you know?
I heard it as a rumor, though, but I'm pretty sure that's true. She bought a house for her parents, and I heard it as a rumor. Mm-hmm. I know a lot of rumors about JoJo.
Mm. Okay, you're allowed to say a rumor right now.
Okay, opportunities for rumors are being thrown at me, and I did not bring rumors, but I am not ready with a rumor. I'm not even quite sure what I'm being asked.
Yeah, it's rumor, okay. I'm going to give you a point song. On this. You had a good point. Just to show I'm fair, I think he's going to win on the love song.
Yeah.
Okay, I think you're going to like this next category, Will, and I'm going to let you go first again.
What's the category?
Most meaningful lyric. And this is how I judge bands, is how meaningful their lyrics are. So I'm going to let you... okay, you want to go first?
Yes. A most meaningful lyric is, I always wanted to be in the stage.
I always wanted... And what is that from? Which song?
I think it's from Dream or This Is My Story. Or it was, it's something like that. It was, I always wanted to be in the light or I always wanted to be in the stage.
But... Oh, I like that. So go for it. I bet you have a lot of Beatles lyrics you've carved into your desk.
Well, I mean, if you're going to go just for a meaningful lyric and something that I maybe, Sydney, you might appreciate, how about All You Need Is Love is very... simple, but I think it's very powerful and very representative of the Beatles' intent.
But technically that is, but say if a baby suddenly heard that and all it thought for the rest of its life was, all I need is love, so it wouldn't eat, it wouldn't drink water, and then it would just die because of the Beatles song.
I'm not.
I told you she had amazing improv
That is amazing. That is incredible, but that is not a fair.
That is a great
point.
You
didn't ask me.
If a baby heard all you need is love, it's like, oh, that's all I need. I don't need oxygen. I don't need water. I don't need
you
food.
Didn't ask me for survival instructions.
And this goes back, Sydney, to what I say about Twist and Shout. The opposite, where the Beatles are telling you how to dance, twist and shout, do this. So it's like, okay, I'm twisting, I'm shouting. All you need is love. Okay, all I need is love. It's like, when am I supposed to do what you're saying and believe you? When am I not, Beatles?
You're right. The lyrics of All I Need Is Love would not be good advice for a baby trying to survive. But I think they're good, meaningful. It is a good way to live your life. It's basically saying you don't need. Oh, how about Can't Buy Me Love for meaningful lyrics?
Well, I really thought you'd go. Why not go like early era Beatles?
Yeah, words
really
are flowing
surprising.
Out like endless rain into a paper cup. Like
because I'm
like
worried
that
Besser's going to rip them apart for being meaningless. all right, let's try that for an experiment. How about Across
the Universe? Am I right? He's like picking like the choruses of
frankly
like their.
I'm surprised about the lyric you're picking. Dad.
Go ahead, Sydney.
I mean, if you want. When you first said lyrics, I thought Strawberry Fields Forever, because I think that's some of the most beautiful lyrics in music in the Beatles catalog. Sort of like an expression of missing being a child and wanting a more innocent time. I think that's a pretty amazing song.
Which one? Can't Buy Me Love?
Strawberry Fields.
Oh, Strawberry Fields. Which part of it, though?
The right beginning.
Going to take you down?
No, it opens with...
I'll play it.
Yeah. Because I can't remember how it starts. I'm sweating here.
Listen. You just corrected me and I was right.
My apologies.
Oh, she's right.
Nothing is real.
So early.
So again, this is like All You Need Is Love.
Yeah, go ahead.
If a baby heard this song, it was like nothing is real. And then it was like, oh, am
See,
I living
Brett,
in a lie?
That's why I can't go abstract.
And then it would just stay in bed for the rest of its
See, I can't
life.
Go abstract, Brett, because they're going on the literal
well,
meaning of the words.
You didn't go with Across the Universe. You changed it to Strawberry.
Let's try Across the Universe.
Well, then the baby will think it's Across the Universe.
See?
Well, this is dangerous song lyrics.
Yes, Beatles have too many dangerous songs.
Or how about I Want to Hold Your Hand? That's safety. I know you don't like the older songs. But
what if you're thinking about a stranger?
Sydney, mm-hmm. listen to this.
You know, I would have given this to Will if he had picked this first, but he flailed around and picked like seven Beatles lyrics before this one.
Yes,
so
I made the dumb mistake of trying
to
stand by the sentiment of All You Need Is Love. What a dummy.
It's just, anyone could write that. I mean, come on.
I probably think someone wrote it before the Beatles.
Exactly. Whoa. Probably Everly Brothers.
Not a chance.
All right. So what's the next category here that we wrote down?
Best music video?
Best music video. Mm-hmm. Now, Brett, do you believe that the Beatles started... and Will started music videos?
Yeah,
in some ways. Help.
JoJo actually almost all of her songs are music videos.
Wow.
Whoa.
It's a little bit unfair because that's the time that they were born. Like, if the Beatles were doing stuff now, they would have had a video for every song, I think.
I read somewhere, and I might be wrong, I thought you guys would already know this, but that it was one of their albums. I'm not sure which one it was. Was it Hard Day's Night? But they didn't want to do these appearances because things were getting too crazy.
Yeah.
So they shot inside a studio these videos, and then I think the Smothers Brothers show was the first show to show one of them, and I can't remember what the song was.
Like the Paperback Writer era, I feel like they started doing like short films for like Paperback Writer and Rain and and Hey Jude and stuff like that. I don't remember being like in a studio, but I know they would debut them on the Ed Sullivan Show. Like sometimes in lieu of the Beatles appearing, they'd be like, "Well, we have a new film from the Beatles with their new song."
That's great. Okay, now it's your turn, Sydney. Sit down so you're closer to the mic. But tell us now, you heard that interesting story. Tell us like the best video and describe like the story of it and everything.
Well, my favorite music video is Kid in the Candy Store. But if I had to pick one, like what's the subject again? Like best music video.
So like revolutionizing music
like
videos,
dancing kind of.
Mm-hmm.
That's also another subject.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's get to that. And best, do any of the Beatles know how to dance while they sing their songs?
JoJo does. I heard. I think JoJo's. JoJo has like these backstage people, like not like
backstage dancers.
Yeah, not like backstage dancers, but like people who kind of dance behind her. Mm-hmm. And I heard she's like friends with them.
She's friends with them.
Yes. Also,
were the Beatles
JoJo,
friends with their backstage
JoJo,
dancers? Now, Willem, please don't lie about this.
I'm not. I haven't lied once.
Okay, well, I know my daughter's not lying. Let me throw it to you, Will. If you were at a party and someone said your age, that seems to be important to you. It was your age, another white male, someone you can argue with.
That's right. That's what I would demand.
What would you say? What would you be your lead argument? Or give Beatles me one of your lead points for why the Beatles are the best band ever. And I'll just let Sydney respond with one of her points.
Well, I think their songs appeal to a wide variety of people, you know, like young and old, men and women across several generations and countries. The songs are really appealing. I think that's a
okay. Let's go to you on that, Sydney. Young and old, what do you think about JoJo?
JoJo, she started at a young age.
The Beatles fans reach across many countries and many ages. You know, there's old people who like the Beatles. There's young people who like the Beatles. There's people in America. There's people in Europe. People in Asia. Like that's something that I like.
Do you think
the
old
Beatles.
People like JoJo Siwa?
Not as much as the young people, but right. I saw a few of her concerts on recording, and I saw some old people back there, back in the audience. Mm-hmm. Well, it's
were they there because they had to take the young people home?
Maybe. but I know young people like my age, like JoJo, teenagers like JoJo, and a couple grown-ups like JoJo.
And speaking of friends, it's also important to music act who your collaborators are, who are your friends. Why don't we start with you, Will? Who are the top collaborator friends of the Beatles, would you list?
Well, Eric Clapton was a collaborator. He played a guitar solo on one of their records. Mm-hmm. Billy Preston was a keyboard player that they did a whole album with.
Okay, your turn. Who are the collaborators with JoJo that she's worked with?
She doesn't. I don't really know any of the persons who collaborated with her for songs.
Mm-hmm.
I know that she made some videos with Miranda. Miranda sings. Miranda is much of like a character.
Do you know who Miranda is? Huge YouTube star, Will.
I don't know Miranda. No.
Well, I've been on her show, so you need to check it out, right?
Okay, yes. I guess I'm out of it then. Maybe she'll invite me out of the
huge
show.
Huge Netflix show. Be there, and then what's it called? Miranda Back Off? No.
Haters Back Off.
Haters Back Off. Sorry.
You were haters in it. Off. How do you not know the name?
That was pretty bad. Haters Back Off.
I am your
Sydney, what are your favorite JoJo songs? What are your top five favorite JoJo songs?
Okay, let's make it a challenge. And you, okay, so you
let's go song.
We're going to put your top song up against his top Beatles song. Now we're getting to the.
Well, you already heard my top song. It's Kid in a Candy Store.
Oh, I already heard it.
Let's throw Boomerang, which is one of the big hits. Let's get a taste of that.
Boomerang is the first JoJo song I ever heard.
All right.
So give us a taste of Boomerang, and you're going to be able to put your best song up, Beatles song up against Boomerang.
Okay.
And you'll be able to say here why you think it's the best song. I know it's not your favorite. I'ma come back like a boomerang. Nice. Good metaphor to begin. She's probably in love. That's why she's coming back. We shouldn't have to literally say it. They can keep talking that talk. I'ma keep walking my walk, and I won't hear a sound. Yeah, they're just trying to see. It's good. They can get the best of me. Well, now listeners, Will is grooving to this. He likes it. Talk to the phone like they're all alone. Hide behind the screen because they're just so mean. But we don't play it like that. We don't even fight back. All of the words. Is this hip hop, Brett? Is this pop? It's somewhere in between. What is this?
It definitely has hip hop influence for sure. It's catchy.
It's really good. Yeah, I really like it.
I think the moral of this song is can stand up for yourself.
Oh, yeah. That's great. And that's a good end to that, too. So, Will, now that was very danceable. It was very catchy. Had a good moral to it. You can stand up for yourself, come back like a boomerang.
Okay, I'm going to do a very different type of song, Sydney. My song's going to be very different, but I think this is one of the best Beatles songs of all time. Okay, here comes the sun.
Oh, she knows this one.
Oh, yes, I do. It was one of the first Beatles songs I learned.
Let's see here.
Thank you, Brett, for managing all this.
Of course.
Also in the Bee Gees movie.
There's a Beatles movie?
Bee Gees Beatles movie.
Why is it all Bee Gees? Here comes the sun.
Here comes the sun.
I say, here comes the sun.
It's all right. It's been a long, lonely winter. I think Peter Frampton might sing in the movie. Go ahead. You got a question.
Hands raised.
The farthest we made it into a song before our hand was raised.
Yeah. Well, I have nothing to argue about this song because it was one of the first Beatles songs I learned. I learned it when I was a baby, so I really don't have anything to argue with it.
Mm-hmm. All right.
But I say I am doing a new category.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Which this category will be hard for the Beatles.
Oh.
Best dance song. Beatles have any dance songs.
This is
JoJo.
Yeah,
literally all her songs are dance songs.
Okay, I'm going to give Will a chance. Wow. Give Will a chance. So she just gave it up to you for Here Comes the Sun.
Which I appreciate.
So I feel like that was a nice draw, and you kind of gave it up for Boomerang. You admitted it's
great.
Catchiness. Boomerang, that's so that great was song. A fair. So it seems like there's kind of a tiebreaker here with dance song. Might even argue.
I mean, I know what I would pick.
I'm afraid what he's going to pick too,
but I know. I mean, if you, the Beatles do not have a lot of danceable songs. That is absolutely true. But I think that Twist and Shout is a very danceable song.
It's because there was such backlash of the one dance song they had and what it did to people.
Twist and Shout. I pick Twist and Shout. Doesn't matter what Besser thinks of it.
All right, here we go.
This is.
Okay.
Can't believe this is where this ended up. All right, everybody, we're going to do another band song. Listen how much his voice hurts. You got no creativity now. Well, then twist and shout.
Well, that would be if a baby heard that, its parents would think it's pretty annoying if it was just twisting and then What's shouting. That said? If a baby heard that, then its parents would not like Beatles.
What
because
is this worrying about what babies think about these songs? Like, just you asked
She's
for a dance song.
She's empathetic to every listener. You listen to songs just like
but
what
I was
you
not
want.
Asked,
She's
I was
listening
not
to what
for what
how society is listening to
songs. If a baby listened to that, then the and the parent put on Beatles, and then the baby listened to that. Well, then the parent and then the baby started twisting and shouting, and then his parents would be annoyed and hate the Beatles forever because
it's
baby.
And I use the same logic just with adults, not just with babies. It's twisting and shouting is not good.
Yeah.
It's not a good thing.
Twisting and shouting is neutral at worst. I would say it's actually quite good.
I need to show you what twisting and shouting sounds like.
Oh, no.
Okay. No, you're pretending it hurts. You're screaming.
She's right. That is what twisting. That is literally what twisting and shouting is. I don't know what if the Beatles even had children at that point in their life. I don't think they did.
They did. John did actually, but just a baby. But
and it's probably always in tour and didn't hear the twisting and shouting. So why not sing the song and ruin
that? Was
my
not
voice.
An accurate depiction of twisting or shouting. But that was a good dance song. I played that. But there aren't too many others.
Yeah. Well, I picked some of my good dance songs, and I don't know if you can pick them twice. So,
have you done bop yet?
No, I have not. But,
should we play bop?
Maybe because, but I was not actually gonna pick bop. I'm
Go ahead.
JoJo has her own version of Run, Run, Rudolph.
Oh, so, nice. She has her own cover song that she's putting up against your cover song. Run, Run, Rudolph. I don't know the originator of Run, Run, Rudolph, but she covered it. Let's hear it. Sounds like the Beatles.
It's very 50s, yeah.
I don't know the original Run, Run, Rudolph, I don't think.
Chuck Berry, I think.
Oh, is it? For real?
Sounds like a Chuck
Berry
song.
Don't you think
so?
Run Rudolph.
Yeah, it's Chuck Berry.
Amazing.
Beatles,
How
big
crazy
Beatles
is
influence.
The Beatles
so she
and
made
JoJo covering
wow.
the same
era. Run around the Beatles in a way.
Brett, don't help.
She has a lot of songs, but she also has a lot of her own songs.
Right. I think as far as cover songs go,
that's pretty good.
JoJo's
I love that.
Doing a better job. She's
that's
just
pretty
putting
impressive
a better
to do
twist
a 50
on
song
it.
Too. Now, but let's think. What would a baby think if you played this song for a baby, and you're telling it to, you know, to yell at Rudolph to run? But what if the baby needs Rudolph to get back home, then tells Rudolph to run away, and the baby's all alone in the snow? The baby will die.
What do you think?
The baby needs Rudolph.
Yeah, but the baby probably won't go to the North Pole.
This is an unfair standard.
Yeah, what would a baby be at the North Pole in the first place? That's a weird like, hypothetical.
I don't know. Weird. Why is a baby twisting and
some
shouting?
Some illegitimate Miss Santa child.
Well, a baby would never go to the North Pole, but the baby could twist and shout.
Yes, exactly. Mm. So go, we're going
to
give it to Sydney
to
on
the
that.
North Pole as much as a baby could read its own onesie.
Okay, guys, we've come to the end of this debate.
Have we?
And we're going to give summations now, as they do in real debates, where you get to say your final summation. Okay. Will, we'll start with you. And just pretend you're on. I feel like if you had a beer in your hand, you don't drink. If you if you're on the back porch at an improv party and some guy was getting hot in your face about the Rolling Stones being better than the Beatles.
No way.
You'd have a million points.
Million points. The Beatles... They wrote catchy songs that appealed to millions of people, that used all different kinds of rock music and combined it into their own style. They wrote their own songs and they performed them, and they influenced almost everybody who came after. They're like saying you don't like the Beatles is saying you don't like Gravity. Like, it's just one of the things that defines everything else.
I haven't heard the band Gravity.
Look, that's really not what I was saying, but that's the end of my statement.
Okay, Sydney, you heard that. Do you have a response to that? Sit down so they can hear you.
Well, I do. I think every person is trying to do that now in these days. But JoJo, she started music at a young age, which I think was good. Yeah. And
much younger than the Beatles.
Yes, she started doing music younger than the Beatles, and she's still now younger than the Beatles. And
she's still younger than the Beatles.
Look how she's grown. So maybe the Beatles have more fans, but JoJo, in my opinion, works harder.
That's very fair. That's point. She's only at the unfair. Beginning at the beginning of her career.
Parting shot.
Works harder. Beatles did like 2 albums a year for like the whole time they were together.
But how many years did they last?
7? 7 or 8?
I think JoJo's already cleared 7.
Yes, I think that too. I know it for sure what time.
Best Beatles album ever.
Abbey Road.
Best JoJo song ever.
Song what?
She didn't have albums, does she?
Yeah, she has albums.
Okay, best album ever.
Her main album.
Which is called?
I don't know.
Main album. Probably eponymous. JoJo Siwa.
I have no idea what her main album's called. Like, everyone has a main album where it's just a bunch of their songs. Like, yeah. Her main album. I don't know how many albums.
I accept that answer.
Like, the Red and the Blue album were their main albums.
Yeah, nobody
would
say
that. The way I view it.
Yeah, I know she has a Christmas album.
I'll put the Blue album up against any Beatles album.
I mean, it's incredible because it's the greatest hits album of the second half of their career. But
Sorry,
I learned to read off that album better, actually.
I think you have a little of an uprising because I do not know as many words as you know.
Yeah, that's true.
That is true.
Half of the words you guys said, I can't even understand. Like, uprising.
He doesn't even know the word JoJo Siwa.
That's
probably
true.
Before
it's
this.
A name. It's
but
a
that,
name.
That is, you're right, Cindy. That's not fair. I do know more words, and so it's a little bit of an unfair. To debate is a little bit unfair.
But you're hipper to what's going on in culture right now. You know what's happening now, whereas he doesn't.
What was the movie you liked that JoJo was in?
Go for it. Let's go around
Mitchell
the horn.
And the Machines?
Everybody name the JoJo movie that you like. Your favorite.
Was JoJo in Mitchell vs. the Machines? Because I saw that movie and I really like it.
Mitchell and the Machines? JoJo was in that movie?
No, I think
I don't know any JoJo movies, I'm afraid.
JoJo actually has her own TV show. I have no idea how many episodes it has.
Yeah, Beatles don't have their own YouTube channel, I bet. Own TikTok channel.
There is a Beatles YouTube channel, but there's nothing new being made for it. That's true.
Yeah. Brett, your favorite JoJo Siwa movie you want to plug?
I think the ultimate Halloween haunted house.
She was in that?
Yeah. 2016. That was a pretty good TV movie.
What? She was in that? What was she?
This is news to you. We'll have to look that up.
My favorite JoJo movie was Blurp. Blurp. It was about this guy or something. It was about this guy, and JoJo played his little sister.
Okay. Do you have any parting remarks to Will just on this whole debate? This is your final words to him.
Do you like Angry Birds?
That's your final words about the debate?
Yes.
Yes, I do. Okay. I do like Angry Birds.
Have you seen Angry Birds 2?
No, I haven't seen that.
Well, if you like Angry Birds, then you like JoJo, because JoJo's an Angry Birds. Well, she's a voiceover in Angry Birds.
There you go.
That's good to know.
Did you know that she started out with Maddie B? She did stuff with the rapper Maddie B.
Maddie B raps?
Yeah, Maddie B raps. I'm seeing.
Do you have a song with both of them?
I can find that.
That is insanity. She really started with him? You know your cousin's really into Maddie B. Raps.
I don't know that.
Right.
I don't know who Maddie B. Raps is.
Maddie B. Raps is grown up.
Hey guys, Maddie B. here with...
Hey guys, I'm JoJo.
And today we're on set of our new music video.
Right now, I'm missing you. And it's awesome.
And we're almost done, but we have one more scene left at the park, which is going to be...
The best scene yet.
How old is she looking?
I guess they're just
13.
Talking about a music video.
How old does she seem? Probably young, right?
Yeah, very young. Yeah, maybe 12 or something.
Unbelievable.
She's 18.
Well, yeah, there they are.
Wow, Maddie B. Ramps. He means a lot to the show.
Your name is Maddie B.
Exactly. Maddie B. was inspired by me and became a rapper. It's probably his origin story.
Mm. That's probably. That might be a rumor.
I think that might be a rumor. The rumor. Maddie B., if you're listening, that might be a rumor.
Well, once again, I'm infuriated at this. I know this is just some improv hijinks and we're just doing some jokes here, but I am legit angry. And that's on me. But this debate is infuriating.
Can I do a joke for the audience?
Yeah,
sure.
Go ahead.
Yeah, this is a comedy podcast.
How do you spell I cup?
How do I spell what?
I cup.
I don't know.
I cup.
Well, I don't want to say it. I-C-U-P.
Oh, my gosh.
You said I see
gross.
It.
What?
Yeah,
that's so gross.
How dare you? Ugh. How dare you?
That is disgusting.
You have insulted me. You have humiliated me.
Please plug away.
I like to plug my Beatles podcast. Screw it. We're just going to talk about the Beatles. If you've listened to this, Brett and I, we do not get into JoJo Siwa, I think, at all. But we do episodes now and then. We'll do more. And there's a lot of episodes in the archive that you can listen to where we go over all the Beatles albums and we talk about a lot of Beatles stuff.
We have the twist and origin of the twist and shout arguments in their archives. Go ahead, Cindy, quickly.
So my friend Emma, before she even knew who JoJo was, she had this joke about JoJo underwear, and I'm literally wearing JoJo underwear right now.
Oh, so you have three pieces of JoJo merch.
Oh, yeah. I first forgot.
Oh, three. Let's adjust the points then. Clear JoJo victory. Speaking of music, we have our album that needs to get pre-ordered right now, right? That's go to right. MattBester.com. I got a clear link right to it. Improv for Humans for Music. It has a lot of the live recordings that Brett did of some of our favorite bands that have done Improv for Humans. Amazing recordings, amazing record. It's green vinyl. It goes to a good cause. National Independent Venue Association. Save our stages. Anything else to add to that, Brett?
No, that was perfect. Yeah.
I don't know what any of those words mean.
Yeah, that's okay. go to MattBester.com. Have you checked out my Spotify list yet, Brett?
I haven't. Do you have a new one?
Have you checked out any?
Just your Spotify list?
How do you find people's Spotify list?
I think you make lists. You can link them.
I just put Brett Morris in the search engine of Spotify, would it lead me to you?
I don't know. Good question. Might. I'm on there somewhere.
Like, I have a Matt Besser profile on Spotify, but I have no control over it. I don't even know how it was made.
If there's any JoJo fans in the background, please say that you're a JoJo fan.
Yeah, write to at Matt Besser live? And tell me.
Is this live?
No, it's recorded, but they'll listen. They can go to at Matt Besser at Instagram or Twitter and tell me if you're a JoJo Siwa fan.
Yes, and if you are.
And tell me your favorite song, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, anything else?
Are these your weird and weed music, cheesy, but I like it?
Yes. How'd you find it?
There's two Matt Bessers. One is the artist Matt Besser, and that's like your comedy and stuff. And then one is the profile, and that is you, the Spotify user.
Yes. I did a saddest song list, a longest song list I had fun with.
It's not public.
Oh, is it not? I didn't think the ones you just said are public. What else did I do?
Yeah, I see
songs that are exactly 5 minutes long, Brett.
These are public, but I haven't listened to those.
Yeah, you got to publicize those. I see alt country.
I don't know the difference.
I hope we do something like this again.
I hope we do.
Yeah, it's fun. Thank you, Sydney.
I do too.
And keep being human.
Improv for Humans with Matt Besser is an Airwolf production. Produced by Brett Morris and Matt Avodaka. Engineered by Brett Morris. Find our latest merch at budswag.com. Help get the word out by telling a friend about the show today. Make sure to rate, review, and follow us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you listen. Want more? Find the full archive, ad-free episodes, as well as original premium series from Matt and Brett on Stitcher Premium, like Estates of Perfection. Use promo code Estates for a 1 month free trial. For photos, show notes, and more, go to earwolf.com.